Today is the third Sunday after Easter. Of course, it is also Mother's Day, so I'd like to wish you all a very happy and blessed Mother's Day. The epistle to be read today for the third Sunday after Easter is taken from St. Peter's first epistle, chapter 2. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims to refrain yourselves from carnal desires, which war against the soul, having your conversation good among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by the good works which they shall behold in you, glorify God in the day of visitation. Be subject, therefore, to every human creature for God's sake, whether it be to the king as excelling, or to governors as sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of the good. For so is the will of God, that by doing well you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free and not as making liberty a cloak for malice, but as servants of God. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only as the good and to the gentle, but also to the forward. For this is thanksworthy in Jesus Christ our Lord. In the Holy Gospel. It's taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 16. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "A little while, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me, because I go to the Father." Then some of his disciples said one to another, "What is this that he saith to us? A little while, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me, and because I go to the Father." They said therefore, "What is this that he saith, a little while? We know not what he speaketh." And Jesus knew that they had a mind to ask him, and he said to them, "Of this do you inquire among yourselves, because I said, a little while, and you shall not see me, and again, a little while, and you shall see me. Amen, amen, I say to you, that you shall lament and weep, but the world shall rejoice, and you shall be made sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in labor, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But when she hath brought forth the child, she remembereth no more the anguish, for the joy that a man is born into the world. So also you indeed have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice. And your joy no man shall take from you." Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. These words are taken from the Gospel of St. Luke. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. There's a true story about a certain Air Force pilot, John Francis Bittner. His mother found this letter under her statue of the Blessed Virgin. She found it after her son had been killed in the skies over North Africa. Bittner was in the Air Force in World War II, and in the letter he expresses his great devotion to his Heavenly Mother Mary. On the day he was to depart for the Air Force, he wrote this letter to the Blessed Virgin Mary, stating his devotion to her and asking her for her protection. It reads, "Dear Mother Mary, this is your feast day. It is also the day of my departure for the Royal Canadian Air Force. Your child, good mother, is going to war." Then he asks her to protect him. And it is interesting to notice that he focuses on her protecting his soul more than his body. And so continuing, he wrote, "Please guard me well. I consecrate myself to you this day. Keep me pure and always worthy of you. Help me to do my duty well, and to the very end, to do it as well as possible, in keeping with the holy will of your divine Son. Make me a good pilot and a brave flyer. Help me to do good among my companions of the armed forces, and to make you loved by them. And finally, for the salvation of my relatives and friends, I give myself entirely to you, good mother. If it please you, he wrote, that our Lord take my life for the salvation of my friends and relatives, I accept the sacrifice in advance. O Mary, offer it for me to my friend Jesus. And concluding his letter to his heavenly mother, he wrote, may I always mount ever higher towards you, and may my plane one day mount very high right up to heaven. Take me then, and make me quickly enter to be near you. Today, my dear faithful, of course, we celebrate Mother's Day. And as we honor our earthly mothers, we must also especially honor our heavenly mother, Mary. God chose her to be his mother on earth. And in turn, he gave her to us to be our spiritual mother. Since God has given us her to be our mother, she looks after us as a true mother. Her one concern is to help us. She is especially interested, of course, in our spiritual well-being. She wants us to become holy so that we can one day join her in heaven when we die. Mary loves us as a natural mother loves her child. A natural mother takes care of her child's physical needs by cooking, sewing, and providing him with a home and keeping house for him. A mother also takes care of her child's mental needs by seeing to it that he goes to school and by helping him with his studies. She makes sure that her child receives a good education. A mother sees to it that her child uses all the means available to become a mature adult. And the list can go on and on. And as Abraham Lincoln said of his mother, so we can say of ours, all that I am or ever hope to be, I owe to my angel mother. Now, our Blessed Lady, who is our perfect mother, is even more interested in our perfection, both spiritually and physically. After God, she is the most sincere, has the most sincere interest in our welfare. And as a matter of fact, she is more interested in our welfare than we are in ourselves. St. Alphonsus says, Mary is called the Mother of Mercy because of her compassion for us. She loves us and assists us as a mother assists a sick child. The love of all mothers together, St. Alphonsus says, is not equal to the love that Mary bears to those who are devoted to her. And so she is the most anxious to help us and aid us in all that we need. Especially she wants us to help us in performing our daily duties and our spiritual exercise as well. And so let us then, my dear faithful, show our appreciation to our Heavenly Mother. Resolve now this Mother's Day to be more faithful to our Heavenly Mother Mary. And show her your gratitude for all that she has done for you and continues to do for you. And to do this, you can model your life after her. Imitate her in her virtues. Follow her in living for God alone. She lived to glorify God. Her life was a union with God, love for God, and a zeal to do his holy will. But what did Mary do to glorify God? Did she found some religious community? Did she perform extraordinary penances? No, rather, she did the simple duties of an ordinary mother. She was humble and obedient to God's will. She washed the clothes and fed her child and swept the house and took care of it. She did nothing that we cannot do. But what made Mary's work so valuable for glorifying God and meriting grace was the intention with which she did it. Whatever she did was done because it was what God wanted her to do at that moment. And of course, she never complained, but cheerfully did what God wanted. During all of the public life of her son, she was in the background. She was hidden. She only came to the foreground only when it was time to undergo the suffering and martyrdom on Calvary. Otherwise, she did nothing that we cannot do every day in our lives. Yet, what she did glorified God more than any other creatures before or since, because of the love with which she did it, because of the union of her will with God's will. Even her smallest deed or work glorified God, because she did what God wanted and when he wanted it. And it was in the best way she could to do to please him. She perfectly combined the worldly work with her spiritual exercises. And so by performing our duties with this same intention, to do what God wants and when he wants it, we will imitate our Blessed Mother and give glory to God by living with our wills united to God's will. And so follow the example of the pilot and try to become more conscious of Mary, our mother, and make your life increasingly more like hers by imitating her virtues, and ask her to help you to fulfill your duties to the best of your ability. As the pilot wrote in his letter, "Mother Mary, help me to do my duty well and to the very end, to do it as well as possible in keeping with the holy will of your divine Son." And so honor your heavenly mother today, just as you honor your earthly mother. And as a certain author wrote of all mothers, and so we can especially apply to our heavenly mother Mary, "A mother is a truest friend we have. When trials, heavy and sudden, fall upon us, when adversity takes the place of prosperity, when friends who rejoice with us in sunshine desert us when trouble thickens around us, still will our Mother Mary cling to us and endeavor by her kind precepts and counsels to dissipate the clouds of darkness and cause peace to return to our hearts." May you have a happy Mother's Day, and God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.